This is the Dry Bean Scene. The Dry Bean Scene brought to you by Johnstown Bean Company, Gowan, Heads Up Crop Protectants, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, and SRS Commodities. Leaders from across the U.S. pulses industry gathered this week in Scottsbluff, Nebraska for the USA Pulses annual meeting, where discussions centered on the Farm Bill, trade, and the future of specialty crops. Johnstown Bean Company General Manager Dylan Carley says getting a long overdue farm bill across the finish line remains a top priority.
We're looking, right now at wanting to get further inclusion for pulses, wanting to get dry beans defined in with them.
Carley says North Dakota's dry bean crop is generally in good shape despite localized flooding and replant issues. He's also expecting fewer planted acres to provide support to the market later this season.
Overall, North Dakota, we have varying conditions. Everything overall, I would say, average to excellent. So if we could put maybe an average in there of good is what you could state. There are problem areas. In my area, we're a bit overly wet. We've been struggling to find windows to keep caught up, whether it's spraying, whether it's, any kind of field work because of that. And we've had some crop damage, flooding, different things like that, wind problems that have caused a lot of replant. But all that considered, the crop doesn't look too bad. And next week, when we get this heat that's coming in the forecast, I think everything across the board is going to benefit from that pretty greatly. And I think we'll see pretty good conditions. The biggest factor that is going to affect our market in conjunction with crop conditions, but even more so, is our reduction in acres on dry beans, especially on pinto beans and black beans in our region.
That's the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by Johnstown Bean Company, Gowan, Heads Up Crop Protectants, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, and SRS Commodities.